Welcome back to Regional Radio and MIMOinfo.com. Sean Malone now joined by former Potosi Trojan and so we hope a future San Diego Padre and Dylan Coleman. Dylan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
So congratulations on being drafted by the San Diego Padres in the fourth round. My first question to you is, where were you when you were drafted?
I was actually back home in Potosi with, I think it was just my mom and dad, so we were kind of watching it on our phones and stuff, sticking around the phone. So
you're watching on your phones. Were you watching the first night on TV?
Yeah, a bunch of my friends came over to the house. I thought there was a chance of getting picked up late in the second or mid-second or whatever, but just didn't fall my way. So
no, but now you fall to the San Diego Padres, and you get to hopefully in the future play in California now. How cool would that be?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited for the opportunity to go out there. I think it's a pretty cool deal. So, yeah, I'm ready to go out there and just get started, honestly.
Before the draft, were you contacted by the Padres or some other teams? What other teams were interested in you?
Yeah, I really talked to almost every team, some more than others. Padres was one of those teams I really didn't talk to a crazy amount, but obviously, they had to have liked something, so I think it all worked out.
A player that I'm curious if maybe you've reached out to yet or if you plan to in the future is Joey Lucchese, who was actually drafted in the same round as you a couple of years ago out of SEMO. So he's in a similar situation to you, except a few years ahead, and now he's up at the major league level. Have you reached out to him or any of the Padres players?
No, I have not reached out to him. Old teammate on the team last year actually is with the Padres organization. He's not a pitcher, but he's with them, and I've reached out to him and got some stuff from him, so that was good.
You mentioned one of your former teammates now in the Padres organization. I recall last year, right about this time, talking with you about the Major League Baseball draft and how some of your teammates had gotten drafted in that draft, and I'll play a cut from your answer to my question when I asked you about them getting drafted.
Yeah, so I asked. Yeah, I mean, we had some special guys this year. We had six guys get drafted. I think they said that was the most since 2003, and maybe I think second in program history or something like that. And then Jake Berger going 11th overall. I mean, that's pretty crazy, honestly.
So that was you a year ago now, talking about some of your former teammates being drafted, and now you're one of the players being drafted out of Missouri State. Does it feel like that was a year ago, or does it feel like that was longer ago?
Honestly, it doesn't feel like it's been that long ago until, like, everything's went by so fast until up to this point, really, and then, like, the last month or so has just dragged on. So, honestly, it was, time was going by really fast about the last 7 or 8 months, and then the last 2 months just went by crazy slow. So
you mentioned the last month really dragged on, but how about in the opening night of the draft? Was that just taking absolutely forever for you?
Yeah, it really was. The first round took forever. There's like the more time in between each pick or whatever, but it was dragging on. Got a couple calls in that second round, and like I said, it just didn't work out, but it definitely was just a slow and brutal process.
How often were you checking your phone on the second day then? Because that's when you wound up being taken. You said you weren't watching on TV, you were watching on your phone, so how often would you check your phone? Was it a once-a-minute thing?
Yeah, I really just had my phone on me the whole time. It's kind of a weird process of how everything works, so you might get a call and then it not work out, and then you might not get another call for 20 picks. So it's a tough process, but, yeah, I mean, definitely on the phone pretty much the whole time. You just never know.
What goes through your mind when you get a call from a team that says they're considering taking you if you fall, and then maybe things just don't work out, like you said?
Yeah, well, I kind of got hyped up real early on in the draft, so after that I was trying not to get too hyped when you got a call or whatever, so it's kind of a good and bad thing, I guess, but it was brutal. So
have you talked about the Padres at all, how they view you long term as a pitcher, whether it be in the starting rotation or coming out of the bullpen down the road?
Yeah, I haven't went like him to much detail with them yet. You know, there was another round. There was another day today with a lot of rounds going on, so I haven't really bothered them that much. But I think they're going to see me as a starter, give me the opportunity to start, and then either it's going to work out, or if not, then move me to the bullpen then. But I think I'll have a starting role.
Let's talk about your previous season that just wrapped up at Missouri State. Is there any point throughout that season where you started to think, you know, I may wind up getting drafted because you're noticing some scouts in the stands or something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Ever since the beginning of the year, honestly, I thought there was a good opportunity for me to get drafted, you know, keep putting the work in and just keep getting better every day, and then hoping to see what happens from putting that work in and stuff. So, yeah, I knew there was a good shot the entire time. It was just a matter of time.
There was one story I was reading about you where you wound up winning hundreds of wings for fans at a Buffalo Wild Wings because it was like a free wing with an entree for every strikeout recorded. I think you got 13 out of the team's 14 strikeouts or something like that. Are you allowed back in that Buffalo Wild Wings?
Yeah, we had our watch party there, actually. So, yeah, they let me back in, but they definitely had some rough nights from it, so.
Was this something they've done a couple times throughout the season then?
They did it. We signed a contract with them, like, I think last year. That was like a 3-year contract with them to do that every year. So I think they're kind of regretting their decision now, but who knows?
Yeah, I can tell you, working in the food industry back when I was in high school and, you know, at home for the summertime in college, you know, if I had something like that where I knew a pitcher like you that can put up 13 strikeouts in a game as pitching and I had to be in charge of the cooking, I would not have been a happy camper in that kitchen.
Yeah, I've came in there a couple times after those games like that, and they definitely wasn't real pleased with me.
Did you go after your 13 strikeout game?
I did. That was probably the most crazy time I've been in there too. So it was like a last day game on a Friday, and so everybody went in there right after that, and it was packed.
Yeah, it was about, like, I think it was 800 something wings as a team you guys gave away, and most of them came from your 13 out of the 14 strikouts.
Yep, I seen that article that, yeah, it was close to 900 wings they gave out that day for free, so I think that's kind of tough.
We're talking with Dylan Coleman, former Potosi Trojan, and was just drafted by the San Diego Padres. Dylan, is there anyone you want to thank for helping you get to this point in your baseball career?
Yeah, absolutely. First off, I'd like to thank, obviously, my mom and dad, all the times that they've took me places, all the time they've put into it, and money, and just everything that goes into the process, and also all the support and everything I've gotten over the years and stuff. Local home down in Springfield, so thank the Springfield Missouri State Bears for giving me the opportunity to even have the chance of playing for them and stuff. So just everybody that's given me the support over the years.
And is there any aspect of your game that you think you need to improve on to find success at the major league level?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a lot of things that I can get better at, and that's the goal, is just go out there and put the time in and just keep working and pushing for those things that I know I need to get better at, and hopefully it all come together.
That's Dylan Coleman from Potosi High School, and now he's going to be heading, hopefully in the future, to the San Diego Padres at the major league level. They just took him 111th overall in the MLB draft. Dylan, great catching up with you again, and best of luck in your future.
Yep, thanks again for having me, and yep, appreciate that.
We'll be back after this on Regional Radio.